Next individual, please.
Item 118, request of Michael O'Callaghan to address council regarding suites.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much. Michael O'Callaghan, as you know, I've talked with you for probably about 8-10 years now about the unhoused. And Mayor Wheeler, as you know, we're in litigation, and you told the press that you would ignore the Boise decision, which was paralleled with mine, which I consider that to be kind of fascist, actually, to ignore a court. Something to look into your division of law is a thing called churn. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but look at my first case and see how much that's cost you, and look at my second case and see if we can't find some kind of common ground here. Now, the solutions are pretty clear for the unhoused. That's small villages all over the city, 25 or smaller. Now, you swept Village of Hope. Remember them out by the airport? You swept them. They set up this really nice place, man. Nope. Cops came in, swept them out. Friday, in the middle of a snowstorm, you swept the people over at the Madeleines. Okay, I took photos of it, went to your office. They said, oh, no, we're not doing sweeps. I said, you want to see the picture? No, we don't. How can you not see? How can you not see that people are dying on the streets 2 a week, and you keep up these sweeps that have no authority of law? My goodness. Where's your compassion? Okay, and I'm going to lay this on all of you, okay? Because each one of you sit in your respective positions and not my job, not my job, not my job, okay? He is not going to change, okay? It's up to you to pass a law to stop these sweeps. They have no authority of law. And they're killing people. They killed my neighbor, the sweep, in 2016, died the next day on the bike trail. You can't see this, okay? And you can't see the solutions. You do not see. Do you understand? This is fascinating. And Amanda, I want to thank you for carrying water for Right to Dream. Okay, you paid a political price for that, and I appreciate that. Okay? Others here haven't done anything. And Joanne, you're new, and I appreciate your new energy here. It needs some. Maybe the females here can have a little more compassion and stop these sweeps and stop killing people. But the best thing to do is to create these small villages just like Right to Dream, of which we need 200 of them in this city. The count, when I took my count, there was an undercount of a factor of 5. Okay, so whatever the homeless count was 2 years ago, you multiply that times 5. Okay, this is a sick process.
Thank you.
And you wonder why people protest, because they are not being heard.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner Fritz.
Mr. Callahan, I appreciate your kudos. I just need you to know that, yes, I did work to move Right to Dream 2 for 4 years. It was Mayor Wheeler and his staff, Burke Nelson and Seraphie Allen in particular, who finally got it done.
Thank you.
Thank you.